Carlos. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. I'm calling from Binion Research. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your area today. Now, are you in a place where you can talk safely and without endangering yourself and others?
How long is this going to take?
I'll be brief, sir. Now, are you registered to what at this address?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, are you or is there anyone in your household works for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television station? Yes or no?
Would you repeat that?
Yes, sir. Does anyone in your household work or employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or political blog, or by a
you mean work there?
Yeah. Anyone works for any of those places?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you.
No.
No, sir. Are you registered? You are registered to vote at this address, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me and why you are where you were born?
1951.
Thank you, sir. Now moving right along. And what is the last grade you completed in school? High school, graduate, technical vocational, some college, graduate college?
Yeah, I graduated high school and I went to college about 4 or 5 years.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, and just for statistical purpose only, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely you say that you are to vote in November election? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely,
yes,
or not likely? Very likely.
Very likely.
And thinking about the upcoming November elections for the United States Congress, if the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for who would you vote, the Republican or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Republican.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president? Is strongly approve, somewhat approve, or disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. And now changing topics real quick for a moment. I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. And for you, can you please tell me first whether you have heard the person that you saw? Please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person, okay? And if you don't recognize your name, let me know. Gay Vasquez, recognize your name?
No.
Okay, Joe Biden, favorable or unfavorable?
Joe Biden,
yes.
I've heard it, yeah. That's the president's son.
Unfavorable or favorable opinion of him?
it's not favorable.
Okay, somewhat unfavorable or strongly unfavorable, Mr. Joe Biden?
Strongly.
Okay, and Kamala Harris, same question, same option.
Sure enough.
Kamala Harris?
What about her?
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of her?
She's so-so.
Somewhat favorable? Should I record that as your answer? Also,
I guess you could. Yeah.
How about Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable?
He'd probably be the one I vote for.
Strongly favorable then, right?
Yeah.
How about Yvette Harrell? Harrell, yes.
Yvette Harrell? Since we're in the same hometown, I might vote for her.
So somewhat favorable? Shall we continue? All right. Thank you, sir. Now, which of the following issues areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for the United States Congress? If you have to pick one today or two as the most important issues, would it be the crime and drugs, the education, the health care, the inflation and the cost of living like groceries and gas, illegal immigration and border security, government spending and the debt, or Social Security and Medicare, or the issue of abortion, the economy and the jobs, the environment and climate change, national security and foreign affairs, taxes, or protecting democracy? What would be one or two issues most important to you?
Immigration and you name one of them, I forgot what it is now.
Healthcare, education, crime, inflation, government spending, Social Security, abortion, economy, and jobs, environment?
Jobs and environment.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Sir, and thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the election for president, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and other offices? From 0 to 10, 10 means very interested, and 0 means not at all interested in going to vote. What number?
10.
Thank you. And thinking some more about this year's November election, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped off the presidential races and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for who would you vote? If the candidates were only Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, the Libertarian, and Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate.
So which one would I vote for?
Yeah, which one would you vote for? If the election was Trump, definitely or probably?
Yeah, definitely.
If the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Yvette Herrell, or Republican? The Republican, I'm sorry. Or Gabe Vasquez, the Democrat?
Yvette Herrell.
Thank you. Definitely for her or probably?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you real quick some statements about one of the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are types of statements you might hear during the campaign. Now, after I read each one, can you please tell
me? Hey, now, how much longer is this going to take? I thought this was going to be a couple of minutes.
Right, just have one more minute so I can use the ones you already gave me.
Okay, now, you got statement, 1 minute. You okay. Got 60 seconds. You better fit much of it as you can in there.
Okay, Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. Is that statement will make you to support him much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference on your support for Gabe Vasquez?
I'm not voting for him nowhere. I don't care.
Okay, so no difference. Okay. So Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico. It started, quote, shut it all down. Let's just get rid of all immediately. Will that make you to support him much less, somewhat less, no difference, much more?
I'm not voting on it, so I don't care.
I understand. So Gabe Vasquez say investigating in oil and gas is responsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly to $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools. No difference either, right? Correct?
Look, I'm not voting for Gabe Vasquez, and your minute is up. Thank you, and bye.